Okay. All right, Pastor Eli.
All right, let's pray in. Let's go. Minister Ryan.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. We ask, God, that you would speak through Pastor Sandy to deliver the word that you gave to him. Lord, open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to you. Lord, help us to see all that you want us to see tonight. Lord, help us to see clearly. Father, put your salve on our eyes so that we can see clearly. Father God, we thank you that we have a Savior.
Amen.
We put our whole hope Amen. And our trust into you tonight, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, forgive us for being consumed with anything other than you.
Yes.
Be our first love. Father, help us not to follow the world as it's consumed with worthless vaccines that don't even work. We follow the blood of the Lamb that works every time. Yeah. So God, let us be lights and salt in this world. Tonight, Lord, speak to us. We thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And double amen to that. So, Elohim Tov.
Kol hazman.
Ani rotze chodmer shalom lehavarat shali Michelle, who we met in Arizona. Remember my Jewish friend in Arizona? She is funny. Praying for her to know Jesus, though. Praise God. And my sister called me. You know, my sister watches me. My oldest sister watches me. I'm watching you and sending it out to my friends. And I was like, wow, Pat's watching me.
Wow.
She's a military lady.
Oh, yeah.
Lifetime military. Her and her husband. So praise God. And I want to thank everybody for praying for my daughter. We're back in contact.
Wow. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful.
She even says she's been going to a Bible study.
Really?
So I'm like, every little bit counts. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. So we are going to go over this very important, most important Bible study. I would say since the beginning of this ministry, because God is like, you are right all the time, but it's like following a path and you think you've arrived every time you find something good. And then you go, I've arrived. And then you open the box and it says, no, you have 3 more miles to go, turn left, go right. Then you get there and you go, I've arrived. And it goes, no, you have, but stay on the course. You have 1 more mile to go, turn right, then go left. And then you go there and you go, I've arrived. And it's like, how many times am I going to be wrong? You've never been wrong. You've been on the right path. You just never arrived.
Right.
And so that's kind of like what this journey and this calling has been all about. Because, you know, if God gives you everything at once, I don't know if you'd be able to take it. I don't even know if I would have been able to digest everything that's in the Word of God that's leading us home. But one thing for absolute sure, God is leading us home.
Amen.
I want you to make sure that you have your notes with you tonight. If you don't have notes with you, you're going to be kind of lost. So I'll give you time at home to find your notes. And while you're finding your notes, I could talk to you about other stuff that bugs me. I did this study called the Last Generation Study about 1948 and why it's the last generation. Please do not send me any information about the last generation starting in 1967 or 1950 or 1949 because it's not in the Bible. 1948 is in the Bible. And if you need this study, you can see where 1948 started with Eve, the star constellations, the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms tells you that it's the Lador HaAharon, it's the last generation. And then Adam to Abraham, 1948 years. It's like God is continuously repeating to us, 1948 is going to be the year. And then the second Adam to the rebirth of the nation of Israel in 1948. So I don't want to help you entertain the latest YouTube Bible guru who found out that the last generation may have started in 1967 or 1950, or they didn't start the government until 1951. Like, that's not biblical. I'm trying to stay biblical, okay? I know 1948's in the Bible, so, and I know when I'm reading Psalms 48 and I read the 13th verse, it tells me the Lador HaAharon. When you see this, go and tell it to the last generation. So that is when it starts, okay? And that's not my Bible study, so I don't want to get too much into it. But you're in the last generation, you don't have to recount. The other thing I want to talk about is if I hear one more pastor, this is, get stuff off my chest thing. If I hear one more pastor talking about a asteroid is going to hit the earth and suddenly destroy everything. If that happens, then what happens to the book of Revelation? Yep. We have to cancel it. Yep. It's like, okay, the whole earth got destroyed by an asteroid, so cancel the book of Revelation. We don't need that anymore. So I think the word of God is controlling the world and the universe. The world is not controlling the word of God, okay? Amen. They do what the Bible tells them, okay? And the Bible told them, oh, by the way, when you get this cryptocurrency, make sure you make it 666 because I told you to do this 2,000 years ago, you know? So it's God who, the Bible is dictating the world's events. The world is not dictating the Bible, okay? That's very important to know. Okay, so there's no revival coming after the asteroid hits, because that's what they're telling people. I was listening to ironing my clothes, and I'm like, well, after the asteroid hit, we're going to have a revival like you've never seen.
Really? Oh,
man. And I'm like, you know, yeah. Don't be afraid to lose church business, because they're not supposed to be a business. Right. You know what I mean? But if you, it's a business, you're trying to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. So you really want a revival. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want the Lord to come. Okay, here we go. You got your notes in front of you? Yes, listen to what it says. The Holy Scripture is water, a symbol of the word, the wisdom of God. Okay? Tonight you should find out why God split the water to deliver the Jews out of Egypt. Why it was so important for him to get them to the edge of the Red Sea so that he could divide it and bring the people across. Why was it so important that when Joshua delivered the people after Moses had died, that he came to the Jordan and he split the waters and then the people went to the other side? So dividing the waters is very important to God, because this is the image. Remember, we're talking about the typologies. This is the image of how God is going to deliver us, okay? Many of us, I said it before, don't understand that we're like at the edge of the Red Sea. We're very uncomfortable because we can hear the rumbling of the chariot wheels and the horses, okay? And we would love if God would just split the water, take us out of here, and let the Egyptians go for a swim. That would be awesome, right? And that's what's going to happen, right? because after he gets us out of here, anybody who wants to swim after that will be fine. But we'll be gone. You understand? Yeah. So understand that we're in that situation. Now, God divided is going to divide the waters and lead the children of God out. This is what Psalms 117 is all about. Because Psalms 117 does not tell the Jews to celebrate and to praise God. It tells the Gentile nations to praise God. When we studied Psalms 117 in 2017, there was so much evidence of 2017 and 117 that we were like amazed. Like, it has to happen. There's just too much evidence. And so, but God will show you this was a part of the puzzle, but it wasn't the whole puzzle. Okay? So, the word of God is water. It talks about it. He says when the rain comes down, it falls on the ground. And when the people who receive the water of the word, they should grow in the spirit, right? If the water that falls upon you, I think this is from Hebrew. If the water that falls down does not change your attitude and all it produces is thorns and thistles, then it says you will be thrown into judgment. But when the water comes down, it's supposed to change our person, who we are, what we do, because the water comes down from heaven to produce fruit on us, okay? And even God calls us trees, but the water comes down to produce. We read the water. There's a scripture that says a husband should help his wife to grow by sprinkling her with the water of the word. You understand? Because the word of God is water. That is one of the symbols of water in the world, in the word. Okay. Now listen to as I read this scripture, and it's on your notes, Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. God wanted me to make this very clear tonight. And it says, and God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Okay? Now, reading that, no one's going to go, they're talking about the rapture. But when God told me, that's the first rapture typology in the Bible is Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. I was like, okay, then tell me more, because this is amazing that you would have a scripture that all it says is, and God said, let the firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Then he took me to this scripture in the book of Revelation, and it says, he said unto me, the waters which thou saw where the whore sits are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. You understand? So at some time, the people, the multitudes, the nations, and the tongues are going to be brought above the firmament, but not all of them. Because half of the water was left below the firmament, and the other half of the water was brought above the firmament, okay? And God is saying, the water which I'm talking about is people, nations, tongues. These are multitudes of people that are going to be separated in the 6,000th year. This is why it's in verse 6 the Lord was showing me, okay? Because Vav, which is the 6th, is the letter of salvation. So like it says, it was after the 6th day and Jesus went up to the mountain, right? Why was it after the 6th day? Because it's after the 6,000th year, which happened in 2017. So we're in perfect situation. God is leading us. We can trust his lead. Amen. Now, for God to tell me that to me is, because I'm going to tell you how I am, being someone who was deceived before and became Rahman Abdul Rahim, is not enough for me to hear to have an idea. I want scientific proof. And that's the way God made my brain now. So now I have to, like, when God shows me something, I want to know why. I'm that kid that bugs you, you know, it goes, why? 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 You know? And so that's what I do. And so God's like, okay, I'm going to show you how this is the rapture. So if you look at the image that I have there, it says here that it says, I'm going to read it this is the same verse that I just read in Genesis. It says, Ve'yomer Elohim, Yehi Rakia Betok Hamayim, Ve'yehi Mavdel Ben Mayim Lemayim. Okay, what I just said was, okay, and God and Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the heavens, right? And then it says, Ve'yehi, and let there be Mavdel, and let it divide, and let it divide Ben between the waters and the waters. Okay? So, two words, let it divide. The numerical value of those two words is 117. Let it divide. The numerical value is 117. Then it says, let it divide between. The numerical value for the word between is 62. So now God says, now I want you to go to Psalms 117, because there is no other chapter in the Bible and no other book in the Bible that has a 117th chapter. So I'm directing you directly to Psalms 117. I get to Psalms 117, and what does, and the Lord says, look, count the letters. It's 62 letters. It's two verses. It's 62 letters. What chapter is it? 117. Then he says, okay, so I just directed you to a book that has 62 letters, which is between, and let it divide is 117. And this chapter, guess what? Divides the Bible. There's 594 chapters on one side of Psalms 117, and there's 594 chapters on the other side of Psalms 117. So Psalms 117 divides the water of the word. And then when you read Psalms 117, I'm going to go there. No, we're still on the first page. We're in our Bibles now, and we're reading Psalms 117. It says, praise the Lord, all you goim. You hear that? But it says, praise ye the Lord, all you nations. The nations are Gentiles. The word for nations, if it's not Israel, you're goim. You're nations, but the word goim means Gentiles. So God says here, praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. So now, instead of reading Genesis chapter 1 that says, let there divide is 117, and Ben is 62, now I'm reading 62 letters that say, that divides the whole Bible. So do you see how God is leading me straight from a chapter, from one verse, and he's leading me to this book, because there's no other book in the Bible that has 62 letters and divides the water And it's chapter 117.
Amen.
Okay? So he's trying to let me know this is the chapter where the deliverance happens. This is how it's going to happen. I'm going to divide the waters and I'm going to bring you out of the world. Your deliverance is just going to be the same as Egypt's.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same as Joshua. It's the same thing, but I'm doing yours in kind of an image or a typology that I'm dividing the waters to bring you through. So when we read this in Psalms 117, 2017 was 117. That was the year 117. So everybody was waiting for 2017 rapture. Poor Scotty, Scotty Clark. Oh, it's happened this year. And all I did was suggest that I didn't believe in a Rosh Hashanah rapture. And oh, he became very mad. And we couldn't be friends anymore. But I'm like, Scotty, if there's no rapture in 2017, all these people that are flying you places and mailing you stuff and telling you how much they love you, when the rapture don't happen, Scotty, I've been through this. They're gonna hate you. He says, no, because it's gonna happen, that's why. No, I'm trying to tell you from experience. This is a journey. This is a journey. When God called me to this, he said, and it's gonna be hard. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so it has been, but if you stay the course, you find all kinds of beautiful gems and diamonds in the Bible that you never knew before.
Amen.
Okay? So, these 62 letters, go to the next page, page 2. These 62 letters in Psalms 117 have a numerical value of 2294, 2294. The first verse is 1080. The second verse is 1214. If you want my link to how to find the gematrias, let me know and I'll send it to you by email. It says here, but what of the gematria of Psalms that lies between? Are there no unusual striking identities to be found? The gematria of two verses is 2,294, which turns out is the same as the following two verses of Psalms 119, verse 88 and 89. So now you have two other verses back to back that have the same, the exact same numerical value as Psalms 117 and the 62 letters. Okay. So, go down where it shows you 2 times 11. You see that? You see that? So there's 22 Hebrew letters. And where do they divide? In Kaf and Lamed. That's where it divides. Okay? That's where the letters. So not only does God divide the Bible, he also divides his 22 letters.
Yes.
And so if he divides the Bible and it tells you the rapture scenario, when he divides the letters, he's also going to tell you the rapture scenario. Because it's in the letters as well as being in Psalms 117.
Amen.
Okay. Kaf. Okay. So, you guys know that Psalms 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it the longest chapter? It's 22 Hebrew letters, 8 verses per letter. 8 verses per letter. You understand? 8 is what? 888 is Jesus. 8 is what? New beginning. So these 22 letters with 8 verses, you are going through 22 letters and you get to Kaf and Lamed, so now it's got to divide. But what is it going to divide? So what does the Kaf mean? The crowning accomplishment. So the Kaf is all automatically telling you now, this letter has to do with the crowning. What does Lamed mean? Lamata, it is the shepherd's staff, and the word Lamata means to go up. And Lamed is the only letter that rises above the rest of the letters. Kaf is a Sofit letter, so it's the only letter that when it's ending, when it's the last letter in a word, when it's an ending, it goes down. So God is like, in keeping with scripture, I'm going to come down, then I'm going to take up. Do you understand? Jesus is not going to call you up to Zion. He's going to come down to the cloud. Then he's going to call you up. Then you're going to go to heaven. You understand? We're going to meet in a center place. Okay. So go to Psalms 119. You in Psalms 119?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What does the first verse say? What letter is it? What Hebrew letter is it? Aleph, okay? So now you got the Aleph. Now, when you go to the next letter, when you read those 8 verses, you're going to get to the next letter. And what's the next letter? Bet. Now there's going to be 8 verses. Then you're going to get to Gimel. And there's going to be 8 verses. Then you're going to get to Delete. And there's going to be 8 verses. Now, you can't see it in English, but in Hebrew, I can see also every sentence starts with that letter. I'll give you my Hebrew Bible after, and you'll see. Okay? So then you get to Hey, and there's 8 verses. You get to Vav, and there's 8 verses. You get to Zion, and there's 8 more verses. You get to Het, which means life, and there's 8 more verses. You get to Tet, and there's 8 verses. Yod, and there's 8 verses. Then you come to this letter called the crowning accomplishment, because now you're in the middle of the letter sequences. Because after Kaf, Lamed is going to start the second half of 11 letters. Okay? Go down to the last letter, the last verse before you get to Lamed. And whose ever Bible says, quicken me according to your love and kindness is the correct interpretation. Because quicken me means give me true life. Change my existence from mortal to eternal. It means to give me true life, okay? So he says, quicken me with your love and kindness. Now the Kaf, since it's the last verse of the 8 letters of Kaf, that means it becomes now a Sofit, which means now it has to be written not like this, but like this, where it comes all the way down. And so God starts the ending letters with Kaf. Is there a reason why? Of course. It's the time for crowning. So he starts the ending letters with Kaf, and now it comes all the way down. Okay? Now, what's the first verse of the Lamed? Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm where? In heaven. So quicken me. Next verse, in heaven. it. You understand? So now, these two verses, the numerical value of these two verses is the exact same as Psalms 117, 2,294. Do you see that? So as God is like, numerically, I'm leading you to show you that the division of the Bible and the division of the letters in Psalms is telling you the same story, that there's a rapture happened because a division is about to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, the lamed means, lamata means to go up. It's a infinitive verb. When you write just the letter, you say, I'm playing, I'm eating, but it's an active. When you say the lamed in front of it, you're making it an active, something that you're actually doing. Le ma'alot means now this is an action. I'm now going up. So where is the lamed in the Psalms? When you get to the Psalms of Ascent, let's go to Psalms 120. Psalms 120, and you're not going to see it in your Bible, but Psalms 120, it says Hama'alot. It says Shir Hama'alot, which means the song of the ascent. Okay? Then it tells you how 2020 is going to start. Mm-hmm. Because it's telling you that God has already been counting the 20 years. How do we know God's been counting 20 years? If you don't know the prophecies of the Psalms that, thank God, God led J.R. Church to write, and if you don't understand that it is an impossibility that God would make the Bible, make Psalms the 19th chapter, and put the rebirth of the nation of Israel in verse 48, in chapter 48. So you read the 19th book in the 48th chapter, and you're reading about the rebirth of the nation of Israel, and it's a full description of just what happened. It tells you, we went back into the land, the enemies came, they attacked us, God destroyed them. Then we looked around and we saw the land, and we marveled at God, we praised God. And then it says, and when you see this happen, go and tell it to the Lador HaAcharon. Go and tell it to the last generation. So then you would say, well, that's an anomaly. You know, God just put that one there. But then when you go to Psalms 47, it says, all the leaders of the world met together to make a decision about the people of Abraham. Wait a minute, 1947, all the people of the world, all the leaders of the world met and made a decision to give Israel back to the Jews.
Yeah.
Isn't Psalms 47? Yes. Someone said, well, you know, Stalin had been kicked out of his land, and he was in Siberia, but God marked the day that he quoted, there is no God. And God so happened to mark the day that he died. And guess what? He quoted him again. So either God knew the year he would say it, and he knew the year he would die, or else all these scriptures, when in 1914 is giving you when the World War I's going to start. The 17th is giving you how this war was fought, and it gives something about flying in the air, because this is how the conquering of Jerusalem happens. 1967 tells you how Israel's going to be in trouble in Psalm 67, but the whole world is going to finally see God work, and God, and you're going to prove to the world that you're God when you defeat them in 1967.
Yeah.
All of this is in Psalm. And then you read 39 to 45, and what do you read? The perfect replica of the Holocaust all the way to 1945. And then the good news came and went, 1945. from 1939, you don't read any good news until you get to 1945. And then you get this great news that singing praises to the Lord. So I'm trying to tell you, God was counting the time. Now, if he wasn't counting the time, we get to 2020 and there's no lie and there's no worldwide judgment. Because Psalms 120 says exactly this. I called on the Lord in my distress and he answered me. Save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. So therefore, God knows what? What's going to happen in 2020? Lying lips, deceitful tongues. Guy made a video today showing all the pastors that are telling them to go out and get the poison. And he says, bunch of Judases. And I was like, see, if I did that, they shut me off for 3 weeks. Yep. And it's on YouTube. And I'm like, man, the world knows that it's been lied to. I had a cold. Last week I had a cold. You know what? I've had a cold since I was 4, from what I remember. Nasty, snotty-nosed little kid, right? Yeah, you'll get over it here, some take this, take that, and then you're fine again, you know? But now it's a worldwide deadly disease and lied to. How did God know it was going to come in 2020? Deliver me from lying lips. Now we get to 2021, and now you have 15 Psalms of Ascent. And all 15 of them talks about the ascending, but only one says is Lama Alut, and that's 2021. And how many verses does it have? What's 8 stand for? New beginning. So now you have 8 verses in 2021, and it says the Shir Le Ma'alot. It is time to ascend. This is time for the action. Now, listen. From 1948 to the present day, the last generation has been dwindling down. Remember, God didn't put the last generation on the eternal clock. God didn't say, and the last generation could be 80 years or forever. Or it could be 70 years or till eternity. So he says 70 or 80 because of their conduct, but he put the last generation on a time clock. And so we're on this time clock, and we've been lied to, and we're in the 21st year. And now the prophecy doesn't bleed into 2022. It's in 2021. So now we're sitting here and we're waiting. Let's go to the next page in chapter. On page 3. Lamed, it's the teacher, it's the shepherd, it's the shepherd staff. What does Hallel means? Praise. What does Psalms 117 says? Praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. Lamed, you see the big letters, dark letters? Lamed, that's how you spell it, means to teach. But the numerical value of it is 74. Times 3. It's the voice of God. Where do I get that from? From Exodus chapter 19, verse 19. And what does chapter 19 talk about? Coming to the edge of the mountain because God is going to come down on the third day and marry you. Okay? And now you have Lamed in a trinity, meaning the voice of God. Yes. Then Exodus 19:19 says, as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The voice of God lamed him. It spoke. And so after that, then the people of God became married to God, and that was their wedding, and we have a wedding that's going to take place as well. Verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Two verses, 2:2-9:4, Kaf, the beginning of Lamed. 1:17, representing, now look, the name, this word, Yahweh, the God, Hi Elohim, Yahweh, numerical value, 1:17. I'm just telling you, when God was leading this, he wanted you to know everything about what I'm showing you is the rapture. Yeah. Here we go, let's continue. 1:17, now listen to this. 1:17 is divided by 13 equals 9. So therefore, rebellion equals judgment. You hear? 13 is rebellion, judgment is 9. 9 times 13 is 1:17. Psalms 1:17 is a message to all nations. It has 17 Hebrew words, 8 verses in the first verse, and 8 words in the first verse and 9 words in the second verse. 62 letters altogether. This is very powerful message to all the people of the world. The message will endure forever. To turn away from his mercy, his kindness, the people of the world will reject the Creator God. This is not good. Because God is showing us plainly something.
Yeah.
Someone said, well, you know, I can see the revival coming. He said, because when the big thing, when the meteor hits, oh, that's going to bring them. I'm like, hasn't enough happened for the church to say it's time for a revival?
Hello.
You mean it's going to take a meteor for the church to have a revival? No, there's enough. God is showing us every year the rapture is coming. Yeah. He's put it on the forefront. It's not even an argument. People who say, oh, the rapture's at the end of the tribulation now, because people have studied so much, they seem ridiculous to people.
Right.
So we know that a rapture is coming. We know that a change is coming. We know we've been lied to. We know that the 70-year generation thing is over with. We know now we're reaching into the 80-year. And so now we're watching because we see what's going on in the world, and we know that this event is about to happen.
Amen.
Now, watch this. The 22nd book of the Bible is the Song of Songs. You know that? How many chapters are in the Songs of Songs? 8. Now, in the Song of Songs, there are 5,148 verses. Words, okay? So there are 5,148 words. There's 1,250 letters. Okay, so there's 5,148 letters in the Song of Songs. There's 1,258 words. They are both equally divisible by the number, which is judgment, which is 9. Okay? Now, if you divide judgment, 9 times the number of letters that's in the Song of Songs is 572. If you divide judgment by the number of words that's in Song of Songs, it's 139. 572 and 139 equals what? 7:1:1. Genesis 7:11 ends the 120-year promise from God.
That's crazy.
Genesis 7:1:1. Remember, 7:1:1, because God writes this way, but the people on this side of Israel write that way. Do you guys know that? Like everybody on the other side of Israel writes this way, and everybody on this side of Israel writes this way. Okay, so God is like, rather it's 7:11 or it's 1:1:7, it's both. Because if we go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, what does it talk about? Let's look at it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness that comes by faith. See that? That's Hebrews 7:11. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. Let's read that. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day the springs of the great deep burst forth and the floodgates of heaven were open, was open. And it says, and rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. So rather it's in verse 11, verse 7, it's talking about Noah, or it's in 7 and in verse 11, it's talking about Noah. Okay. I wish we were done, but we're not. Go to the page on page 4. Okay. Now, it says, oh, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 117 of Psalms that divides the waters. In Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. But what does the Lord have to do before we meet him in the cloud? He has to come down. And once he comes down, then he calls us up. So he has to do kaf, the sof, he has to do the sofit kaf, crowning ceremony. He has to come down first, and then he does the lamed, lamata, which is now I'm taking you up. 2017 is the year that we got Trump, who decided that he was going to have a vice president named Trump Pence and have a son named Jared, which means in Hebrew, shall come down. So either God's joking with us, or he's putting all these numbers together and all these sequences together, and he's going to have a big laugh when you get there.
Can't wait to hear it.
You didn't get all the hints that I was giving you? So then we read this. And I'm going past the Barry, but this is what Barry Ahl was showing me. Barry Ahl said in Genesis chapter 23, verse 36, it talks about the last, what would happen in that in the last generation, the judgment coming in the generation of Christ. Then in 24:34, it talks about the last generation. So 23 plus 36 plus 24 plus 34 equals 117. I thought that was interesting. But we have this incredible thing. It says, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who lets will let until he's taken out of the way. Who's allowing evil to have this set up and trying to get everything done until he's taken out of the way? We did a study on it to make sure it was the Holy Spirit, because I told you how I am. I don't just tell me. I want to know that that's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But we did a study to make sure that the Holy Spirit is going to be here because he is the one who is called in the Greek katecho or katecho, which means he who lets, the one who allows this to go. But his that numerical value is 1726, okay? We are told twice that it will be as it was in the days of Noah, as it will be of the Son of Man, and in those two verses, in Matthew 24, verse 37, and Luke 17, verse 26. Okay? When you minus 17, 26 from 24, 34, it's 711. So that means when you minus the Holy Spirit, he who lets, from the last generation, you get 711.
Yes.
You understand? So God is like, I'm showing you all of these symbols and exact to show you that 117 is what I led you to show you that this is when the departing happens. And to show you this is how it's going to happen. And then, since it didn't happen in 117, I wanted you to know also I've divided the letters. So the kaf is me coming down, but lamata, lema'alot, up. And there's only one showing you that this is where the letters divide. And the crowning ceremony and the taking up takes place in 2021.
Yeah. 5 minutes left.
5 minutes. Now, let's see. Oh, here it is. Watch this. It says in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Okay, now it leaves out something in Isaiah 61. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 61. Okay. Isaiah 61, watch this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for those in prison, and to proclaim the year of the Lord, the Lord's favor. Then it goes, and the day of vengeance of our God.
Yeah.
It left that part out. Because remember, us being taken up also causes judgment to come down. This is why it's 17. 8 is a new beginning, 9 is judgment. It is the separation of two numbers that equals 17. 8 is new beginning, 9 is judgment. Now, how many of you guys know what's Brother John? John wrote this book. What's the name of his book? Microcosm, right? And it shows you that Psalms has 66 chapters. You guys know that? Psalm has 66 chapters. The Bible has 66 books. So Psalms is written just like the Bible. Isaiah, yes. Isaiah. Ooh, I was confusing. Everybody at home, we apologize. Isaiah has 66 books. Just as the Bible has 66 books.
Wow.
You understand? So 66 books. Isaiah has 66 books. Chapter 1, chapter 2, well, we'll call them chapters. Chapter 1, but those chapters are all representing the books of the Bible. So Isaiah 1 represents Genesis, Isaiah 2 represents Exodus or Leviticus, Deuteronomy. So it counts just like that. When you get to the 17th book, it's representing Esther. And then, so then Esther, what does Esther talk about? It's the 17th book. It has a rapture scenario in it that takes place what month? Next month, right? It has a rapture scenario in it because Esther went into the king and the king held out the thing and she put on a royal robe and he accepted her as being a king, right? That month is upon us, right? So there's a rapture scenario that's within this next month because Esther is the 17th book. The next 17th book is book 39. Let's read 39, because now I'm interested. I haven't read 39. We'll be taken away. Okay, I can't do that right now, because that's a study. Okay, so 39 would be the other 17th book. The last 17th book is what? 61. So 17, 39, and 61 equals how much? 117. So every time you're talking about 117, you're talking about judgment and rescue. You're talking about this whole scenario that God set up for us when he wrote Genesis, because I tell you the end from the beginning. So from the very beginning, I'm going to tell you the end. In the end, all the waters of the world, people, nations, tongues, multitudes are going to be divided. I'm going to bring some of the water above the firmament. And I'm going to leave some of the people, nations, and tongues below the firmament. And when am I going to do it? And how am I going to do it? I'm going to show you. Go to Psalms 117. Look at there. It has 62 letters, and it's the 117th chapter, which is only found in Genesis 1, verse 6. Now I'm telling you, I'm going to divide the waters, and the Gentiles are going to celebrate. But not only that, since it didn't happen in 2017, now I'm going to show you where the division happens, because I'm also dividing the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And I'm going to divide Kof from Lamed, but I'm going to make the Kof verse and the Lamed verse equal the same as Psalms 117. As I divide those two letters. And then when we get to heaven, God is going to say, there was too many. It's not like God's sneaking up on us. He's given us all of this evidence through his word so that you can see he set this up many, many years ago in his word. He told us the end from the beginning. Are we done, Pastor Ben?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. You guys got your notes? And we will get on to the next part tomorrow.
Amen.
Now, it's not for me to explain all that. That means you got to go home and study.